All right, first of all, I'm sure everybody has a question about Darryl. This will be the last time this will be addressed by the Cardinals. We will not talk about guys who are not with us ever again. We're obviously hope that Darryl gets his life straightened out, but he also was very unaccountable to his teammates, the organization, the fans, and everybody else. So from this point forward, after today, I've already told the players there'll be no questions answered about Darryl Washington. He's no longer with us. We'll talk about the guys who are here practicing and are getting ready to play for the Cardinals this year, and that's pretty much it.
Coach Wolk, speaking of that, since he won't be around, can you talk about potentially Larry Foote stepping into that role and what he can bring to this team?
We've got a number of guys that are capable. Larry, obviously, is a veteran with outstanding leadership qualities and has played really good football in the league for a long time. Very similar to picking up Carlos at this point in time last year, except we got Carlos even later. But Larry's very capable. We've got a couple young guys. Kenny Demons is having a great camp, and there's a couple young guys that are playing pretty well out there.
You talked about last week, before any of this happened, that you'd like to get another guy at that position. Has it become even more imperative to...
No, it's not imperative, but we still would like to have some depth because we're short now going into camp. You know, we like to have seven inside linebackers go camp, so we'll see what's available, and pursue it from there.
Will it change the scheme at all?
No.
Coach, what about Kevin Minter? Can you talk about what he could possibly bring stepping in for Dansby if he gets that role?
Well, this is his time. I mean, he's matured. He got his year under his belt to see how the thing works, and he was very fortunate as a rookie. He didn't get thrown into the fire and fail. You know, which he probably would have last year. But he got to step and play behind an outstanding preparation guy and a great leader in Carlos. So he knows what to do now. And he's having a fantastic camp, and I would anticipate him to have a great one.
What's your level of disappointment, Darryl?
Extreme. You know, I mean, it's something that he made a choice, and we're all living with it.
Do you ever envision a scenario where he plays for this team again?
I don't even think about it.
When you, last year's defense was so good, and those two dynamic inside linebackers were a main reason, what's the challenge now to make up for that wherever?
Well, we already had Kevin penciled in. You know, at the end of last season, we felt like we would have him in as a starting, and he brings so much physicality, and he still has great speed for a big guy. And, you know, obviously Darryl has speed that you can't teach. And so that can be made up with experience and also youth.
Other players, though, other positions can be playmakers more so in scheming and stuff?
No, everybody just do their job, and we'll be fine. We'll adjust. Todd will do everything he can to make sure that he puts the guys in positions to do what they do best and not ask them to do things they can't do just for a scheme's sake, which he does a great job of. And
do you consider bringing in a free agent to start in Darryl's old spot?
He'd have to earn it. He'd have to earn it. And you know, if there's one available that can do that, I'd like to have him.